I produced legislation that was mirrored on what already happens in Britain. The large insurance companies here, the largest in Ireland, are the same large insurance companies in Britain. And in Britain, they have to report, indeed in the North, they have to report how they have passed on the reduction in awards when the British government slashed awards there, how they have passed them on to the customer. We'd produced the same legislation. The government supported it, but they said that can't proceed to the next stage for 9 months. It makes no sense whatsoever, because this report confirms that over the last 2 months since these guidelines have come into effect, awards have been reduced by half. That means that the insurance companies are paying out less on awards, but are still unfortunately charging people the same premiums, and in some cases higher premiums. They told us, the insurance industry told us, when they lobbied for this change in the law, they said that this would result in motorists and businesses seeing at least 20% reduction in their premiums. That isn't happening, and that has to happen.
So any clapping on the back at the moment is, to say the least, premature?
There are moves. I made this point when we introduced the legislation, that this is a signal that this will be an issue for insurance companies. They know that they will be monitored on this, so that they will start to pass on the reductions. What we want to see is we want to see cent for cent, euro for euro, passed on to the customer. That was the commitment the insurance industry gave us. I don't trust them, and that is why you introduced legislation. Your listeners will know that many people out there who've got premium renewals in the last number of weeks will have seen no reduction in those premium renewals, and that shouldn't have happened. People should be seeing significant and substantial reductions, and that's why we need to force the industry to pass on these savings.